Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Dark Half by Stephen King. Read by Grover Gardner.
Dedication. This book is for Shirley Sonderegger, who helps me mind my business, and for her husband, Peter. Author's note. I'm indebted to the late Richard Bachman for his help and inspiration. This novel could not have been written without him. S.K. Prologue. "Cut him," Machine said. "Cut him while I stand here and watch. I want to see the blood flow. Don't make me tell you twice." Machine's Way by George Stark. People's lives, their real lives as opposed to their simple physical existences, begin at different times. The real life of Thad Beaumont, a young boy who was born and raised in the Ridgeway section of Bergenfield, New Jersey, began in 1960. Two things happened to him that year. The first shaped his life. The second almost ended it. That was the year Thad Beaumont was 11. In January, he submitted a short story to a writing contest sponsored by American Teen Magazine. In June, he received a letter from the magazine's editors telling him that he had been awarded an honorable mention in the contest's fiction category. The letter went on to say that the judges would have awarded him second prize had his application not revealed that he was still 2 years away from becoming a bona fide American teen. Still, the editors said, his story, Outside Marty's House, was an extraordinarily mature work, and he was to be congratulated. 2 weeks later, a certificate of merit arrived from American Teen. It came registered mail, insured. The certificate had his name on it in letters so convolutedly Old English that he could barely read them, and a gold seal at the bottom, embossed with the American Teen logo, the silhouettes of a crew-cut boy and a ponytailed girl jitterbugging. His mother swept Thad, a quiet, earnest boy who could never seem to hold on to things and often tripped over his own large feet, into her arms and smothered him with kisses. His father was unimpressed. "If it was so goddamn good, why didn't they give him some money?" he grunted from the depths of his easy chair. "Glenn, never mind. Maybe Ernest Hemingway there could run me in a beer when you get done mauling him." His mother said no more, but she had the original letter and the certificate which followed it framed, paying for the job out of her pin money, and hung it in his room over the bed. When relatives or other visitors came, she took them in to see it. Thad, she told her company, was
sample complete. Ready to continue?